All right, before you listen to the next episode of the Prophet's Picks Football Podcast Show, I want to first and foremost say thank you. And I want to also tell you about Nails by Amani. You can find her on her business Facebook page, and you can find her on Insta as well. And that is Nails by Amani, the best nail technician inside or outside the 285 perimeter in Atlanta, Georgia. Check her out. All right. Arigato Joy at SoundCloud.com. Once again, that is ArigatoJoey at SoundCloud.com. Check out his music, as you will hear his music from time to time on the show. You can find me on Amazon, Audible, iHeartRadio, Pandora, as Stitcher is no longer in existence, by the way. And then you can also check out info at HeavenlyHairBrand.com, as well as ShopNeoLife.com/ForestHealth. HeavenlyHairBrand.com, and the newest and best of all of the businesses here on the show, Forest Crafts and Custom Designs. Everybody stay safe out there and stay tuned. Another flawless Prophet's Picks Football Podcast Show coming up right now. If you are in the mountain time zone, and of course the Pacific, Alaskan, and Hawaiian time zone, then good morning unto you. If you're in my time zone, it is 8 minutes to the top of the hour, the noon hour, and on the East Coast, it is approximately 12:52 p.m. Atlantic Eastern Standard Time. Good afternoon. East Coast and Central Time Zone. This is the Prophet's Picks Football Podcast Show. And this is the first podcast show for me since I did the congratulations to Kansas City Super Bowl 58, the results show. And that was back on February the 12th. So February the 12th. March the 12th, today is March the 30th, 2024, and it is the day before Easter. It is the day after Good Friday. All of you out there that knows this voice and knows me personally, know who I am. You do know that I am a believer, and I do attend my ministry on a regular basis. So this week that just went by, this weekend right now, each and every moment in time this week, and especially this weekend, have been very important moments, key conversations, key situations, key outcomes that will determine where I am later on this year and where I am at this point in time next year. With that being said, this is the Prophet's Picks, once again, football podcast, off-season slate of shows. They have begun, and they are beginning on today. The question is, how many shows will I do on today? By the time you hear this show, I'll probably be about maybe three or four shows in. But normally, to give everyone out there a little bit of background on what I am referring to, normally I would be at the end of the season review shows at this point in time during the off season. The other project that I started last year that has been placed on hold, unfortunately, for more than one reason, is the Prophet's Picks Perspective. That was supposed to be the main thing that I was doing during the NFL offseason, but that has not worked out in my favor again for multiple reasons, personal things that have been going on. And of course, I am still working on getting the video converted from this audio recording on this podcast platform. So just to give you all an idea of why I've been out for so long, again, over a month, and honestly, almost 2 months. It feels like it's been 2 months, but it really has not been 2 months. It's just been a month and about, 10, 11, 12 days, I think. So, again, happy Saturday, March the 30th, 2024, 12:55 p.m. Atlantic Eastern Standard Time, 11:55 a.m. Central Standard Time. And once again, it's almost noon here. So good afternoon to everyone on a beautiful but cloudy in certain areas, kind of cloudy in my area, just got cloudy, but it's been sunny and beautiful basically the majority of this day. I am coming to you from the Prophets Picks Football Podcast Studio /Media Center here in Houston, Texas. And of course, this address, as it has changed before for this podcast show, whether it was when I first started in Florida, it was either Coral Springs or it was Boca Raton. I was coming to you from all over at certain times, depending on the situation and the circumstances, because I was not going to be defeated in my first ever season for this podcast show. And this show has come to you from Beaumont. It has come to you from North Houston. It has come to you from Baytown, and it has been coming to you, or should I say, I have been coming to you from Houston the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, since June of 2022. And we're on our way, quite frankly, to the spring, and we're also on our way to June of 2024. But yes, this show will be coming to you from yet another address, even though it's still going to be a private address. You all won't know where it's coming from, but it will be an address that will have, of course, what I need to do, what it is that I need to do nonetheless. And with all of that being said, it is now 11:57, making it 10:57 a.m. Mountain, 9:57 a.m. Pacific, 8:57 a.m. Alaskan, and 7:57, like the Boeing jets, Hawaiian Standard Time. Aloha, all of the Hawaiian Islands and the capital of Hawaii, Honolulu. For the first time in a month and about 2 weeks, this is the Prophets Picks Football Podcast Show. The off-season slate of shows. So, February the 12th was the last time you all heard this sometimes cool voice, sometimes soothing voice, sometimes, depending on who is hearing this voice, annoying voice. And February the 12th was the last show that I did. It was the day after the Super Bowl. It was a spectacular Super Bowl. It was epic. And now we are in the full season, the full swing of the offseason, excuse me. And it has literally been February the 12th to March the 12th, an entire month since my last show. And when we count my birthday week last week, and then of course the missus' birthday week was this week that just passed, this last weekend and this week Monday that just passed, it has literally been over 2 weeks since my last show. So a month and 2 weeks since my last show, almost 3 weeks. And good to be back. Had to get my mind right. Dealing with a lot, going through a lot. Some of it is self-inflicted. Some of it is not self-inflicted. The bottom line is, overall, a decision had to be made, and a decision was made. And now it is all about everyone else accepting the decision that has been made, and then coming to the realization that this is happening and we need to just move forward peacefully as possible. If men could do that, you know how many wars would have been avoided over the years. But yeah, As long as man is here, there's always going to be some type of war. And with that being said, the season review shows basically in COVID, I did season review shows. I remember doing them in Sunrise. I remember doing them in the church where I used to attend in Florida. The ministry that I was a part of, I would be there doing some type of work, preparing for service for the next day, and I would record inside of the church, in the back of the church. And I'll never forget, COVID-19 really just had the world turned upside down. And for me, I was like, man, why did this have to happen when I just decided a good 4, 5, 6 months before to start my podcast show? When people were telling me in Atlanta, Georgia, hey, you need to start a podcast show, you need to start a podcast show, you need to start a podcast show. And I was getting that word since 2014. And not word as in prophecy word, but word from coworkers that I would always talk football with. So COVID happened for me at the absolute and total worst time. And I know what it did. I know what it is. I know it's over. We are now at the top of the hour, 1 Eastern, 12 noon, high noon here in the beautiful city of Houston, Texas, 11 a.m. Mountain and 10 a.m. Pacific. That is every time zone across this great, wonderful mainland country of ours. And I did the season review series in early 2021 after the Super Bowl, then after the Rams and, of course, the Rams and the Bengals played. 2022, I did it last year after the Eagles lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. Season review show series. But last year was different. Season review show series. I was no longer a part of the old ministry that I was at. And on top of that, I was doing the Prophet's Picks perspective. Well, ran into a lot of issues at the end of last season. Again, some of those are self-inflicted. Some of them were not. Changes must be made. And still working on the transition, still working through it. But at the end of the day, after the season review series is done, I always would do the roster review shows, going over the rosters in all of the NFL with the players changing NFL franchises, going from team to team during the middle of March. And honestly, right now, technically, I should be in the second phase of the off-season slate of shows, which is, as I just said, the roster review shows. The draft is coming up. NFL Pro Days have been going on since the beginning of this month, and this month will be over at midnight tomorrow. Monday is April the 1st. Before we all know it, it is going to be time for the NFL draft. And guess what? If today is April the 30th, beg your pardon, March the 30th, and a month from now is April the 30th, guess what? April the 30th is going to be on a Tuesday. That is the final weekend in April. We are literally right there. We're halfway through this day. It's high noon. Tomorrow's the 31st. Monday's the 1st. The NFL draft is April the 25th through April the 27th. We are literally less than a month away from the 2024 NFL draft. So, NFL free agency, to me, this year was epic. It was epic. And after I always do the season review portion of my off-season slate of podcast shows, I always do the roster review shows pre and post NFL draft. And the reason why I always labeled it that way is because I'm normally not done reviewing all of these rosters before the draft hits, right? And the one thing I always say, and if you would go back and take the time out to find one of my older podcast shows, and when I say older, I'm talking about March and April of 2020. And I say this every single year at this time. In the month of March and the month of April, These are the 2 months every single year, and mainly March. That's when you build your Super Bowl roster. Every single year. March is the month that you build your Super Bowl roster. And the reason why that is because you have free agency in the middle of the month. Every single year in March. It is also what we consider, or should I say what the NFL considers, the new league year. It is a new year. And I've even mentioned this from time to time on my podcast show. And when I say this, you're going to think to yourself, well, how many new years can you have? Depending on your belief system and depending on how you think and your perspective, you can have a lot of new years within 1 year. And I'm going to get to the show and how I'm going to conduct myself moving forward in a moment, because again, this is my first podcast show since February the 12th. So I'm going to break you all in for a few more minutes before I start talking about boring football. But this is what I mean by multiple years, multiple new years each and every year, right? So number one, we all know that January the 1st of every year, that is the new year, right? Happy New Year. That's the new year. Okay. But there are also other celebrations where it's considered a brand new year. And if you're not in the belief of this, then no offense, but something is wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. Now, the other new year, of course, is your birthday, right? It's a new year and it's your birthday. So we got January the 1st and we have whatever your birthday is. And whatever your birthday is, that is considered to me, that's considered a new year to me as well. Like you're starting over. God has given you another year of life. It's a brand new year. So we have New Year's Day and we have your birthday. All right. What's the other New Year's to celebrate? Well, for me, and for now, the other New Year is if you are married, we have your anniversary, your wedding anniversary. That is a new year and another year with your spouse, your significant other. That's if you're married. If not, then that does not apply to you. So I count three right there. You're thinking, what's the fourth one? Well, again, it's according to who you are, what you celebrate, what you pay attention to, what your perspective is. The NFL's new league year, every year. Happy New Year. NFL, NFL players, NFL coaches, owners, executives, general managers, scouts, Happy New Year, NFL fans. And that's the middle of the year, the middle of March. Each and every single year. So for me, once again, I have four of those New Years apply to me. If I wasn't an NFL fan and if I wasn't married, then two of those would not apply to me. But I am an NFL fan and I am, in fact, still married. So at the end of the day, four of those apply to me. And those are the four New Years that I pay attention to and not necessarily celebrate. When you're talking about the NFL, there's no reason for me to celebrate the new fiscal year for the NFL. I mean, it's just something that I pay attention to and it is a key date. And not only that, again, the reasonings for me paying attention to that so closely is because I truly believe in my heart and my mind. That's when you build your Super Bowl roster. That's when you build your Super Bowl roster, okay? That's just my thought process. That's my opinion. That's my perspective. And on this podcast show, you're going to get my perspective, but you're also going to get the truth. Even when I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you, you know what? Hey, I was wrong. Depending on what the situation is, if I can, in fact, tell you about it, can't be too public with my private life. But yeah, if I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. I have no problem saying that. So with all of that being said, now we are getting to how I'm going to conduct myself for the remainder of this 2024 post back-to-back Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champions. They beat the Eagles a couple of years ago. This year, they beat the 49ers. And not only did they beat the 49ers, but this is the second time in 4 years that they've beaten the 49ers. And think about if the Chiefs had, in fact, defeated Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Just think about that for a second. As a matter of fact, don't even think about it for a second. Think about it for the rest of this podcast show. The remaining time that you hear my voice. Think about that. So because I am over a month behind on how I normally conduct my podcasting off-season business, the season review shows, I will combine them with the roster review show. I'm going to reiterate and combine and recalculate how I do what I do. And again, today is the 30th. There are 32 NFL teams that I know of. And we have 31 days in this month of March. We have 30 days, about 30, man, in the month of April. So with that being said, 30 days from today, it is April the 29th, 2024. So, what does that mean? I want to be sure that I have all 32 roster review plus season review podcast shows completed before the NFL draft. That's what my goal is right now. That's what my goal is. And My goal is, ladies and gentlemen, is to have all 32 roster review shows completed by the end, or should I say by the beginning of the 2024 NFL draft, because once again, the draft does in fact start Thursday, April the 25th. So that's my goal. Now, that means I'm going to have to probably do two shows a few times over these next 30 days, but I can get it done. I mean, there's only four teams per division. And in all honesty, I do have the time now in my life where if I really wanted to do multiple shows in one day, and when I say multiple, I'm talking about three and four shows in the offseason, I quite frankly can do it now that I'm back to a better state mentally and physically. There are only four teams per division. If I wanted to do an entire division in one day, trust me, I could do that. And as a matter of fact, that's probably not a bad idea, and I may have to end up doing that at some point in time. But if not, yeah, I will continue to do the one show per day. But right now, what I'm banking on is doing one show per day. And if the deadline is getting closer to the NFL draft and I still have, let's say, 7 or 8 teams that I have yet to do, I will then, of course, start doubling up or tripling up or even quadrupling up those roster review forward slash season review shows. Or should I say season review forward slash roster review shows? Another thing about the season review shows and the roster review shows, what I always do is I do the worst team in the NFL first, and I work my way up the totem pole, and I work my way through the teams that barely made it to the postseason, all of the losing teams, the teams that barely made it to the postseason, the teams that made it to the postseason but got trounced in the first round. Hello, Philadelphia. The teams that advanced to the second round but got bounced out. The teams that made it to the conference championship and so forth. That's how this goes. And the postseason records will be included when it comes to the postseason teams. So, depending on how deep each and every team went in the postseason, that's how I will go. But I will also go the way that the teams that made it to the postseason, I will do the way that those teams fell. For example, we know Philly fell in the wild card round. We know that who else fell? Who did Buffalo play? Buffalo played somebody in that first round. But yeah, whoever the teams that went down. Oh, the Dolphins lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. Duh. The Dolphins lost to the Kansas City Chiefs in that wild card round and started off. Basically, every team that played in a wild card round and got bounced out of the postseason in that first round, I will do the losing teams season review / roster review first. And of course, we all know my Texans laid the smack if down if upon if the Cleveland Browns and Joe Flacco. So Joe freaking fracking Flacco. So yeah. And Joe Flacco's still in the league, so I'm going to get a lot of opportunities to say Joe freaking fracking Flacco this offseason as well as this upcoming regular NFL season. All right, so now that I have talked for a good 24 to 25 minutes about what's been going on with me, what's been going on with the podcast, now that I've been talking and letting you all know how this is going to go moving forward, I like this. Now that I think about it, I may just end up doing this next year. Taking a whole month and 2 weeks off and then coming back with a combination, if God allows me to still be here, of course. But if he does, that's what I'm going to do. This is a good idea. And I thank God because I really wasn't stressed about the podcast. I really wasn't feeling the pressure and the angst and the anxiety about getting these shows done before the NFL draft this year like I had felt in past years. I had to come up with something. I knew God was going to give me something, and God did. And the answer, a lot of the times, we overthink what we should do. We overthink what the answer should be. And this is a teaching moment. And a lot of the times, we overthink the simplest thing. And it just came to me one day about a couple of weeks ago, and I told my barber about it last weekend because we were at his house at about this time last weekend. And I said, I'm just going to combine both shows, man. It's real easy. I'm going to take phase one of the offseason, take phase two of the offseason. I'm going to remove both of those, the season review and the roster review. I'm going to remove them, and I'm going to make that just one phase. And whenever I start it, that's when I start it. Whenever I end it, that's when I end it. And if I end this before the NFL draft, then great. If I don't, hey, it's not the end of the world. It's really not. And that's what I feel like a lot of people don't have a revelation when it comes to me and my character. I know God's going to work it out. I'm good. And that's the biggest growth that I have had in these last 44 years, in these last 20 years. And people still don't see that. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. But I'm laid back. I'm in the cut. I'm observing. I'm cool. I'm not plotting and scheming and being evil, but I'm sitting back. I'm watching. I'm observing. I'm being apprehensive as well. And I'm paying attention to what's going on. I'm reading the room and I'm discerning what's going on. And that's what I did. I led God to give me a great idea. And this is phases one and two combined. The Prophets Picks Football Podcast off-season slate of shows. This is roster and season review series. As I will make my way to the final phase. In the final phase, unless something just historic happens in the NFL during the summer months of June, July, and then August. And of course, we all know by the time we hit the end of July, it's training camp all over again. But this will be the only phase where you all will hear from me unless something comes up where I can get back to getting these Prophets Picks Perspective videos up on my YouTube channel. All right. Almost 30 minutes in. Let's get it. Finally. Time to talk about some boring football, right? And as I said a few minutes ago, I start with the worst team in the NFL, and I'm going to work my way up. And by the win-loss record in 2023, we know that the Arizona Cardinals was 4-13 last in the NFC West. We know at the Commanders 4-13, last in the NFC East. We know that the Patriots, shockingly, were 4-13, last in the AFC East. That's also the main reason why Bill Belichick ended up losing his job, and he's not reemployed yet either as well. And the Chargers 5-12, ousting Brandon Staley. The Titans 6-11, but we all know Mike Vrabel. He's a great coach, and they just mutually decided to part ways. The Giants, the G-men, were 6-11 last year. And then the team that had the worst record in all of the NFL, we're going to start with the Carolina Panthers. 2-15, and this is once again the Prophet 6 Football Podcast Show, season review, roster review show. Off-season review shows. Thank you, Lord. Starting with the Carolina Panthers, 2-15. Their win percentage was .118. Their home record, they won 2 games at home. They lost 6 of those games at home. Panthers were winless on the road. Panthers did not win a single game in the NFL in 2023 on the road. They were winless on the road. And one thing about the NFL, especially if you're going to make it to the postseason and you're going to end up being a road team like Kansas City was, you have to win on the road. Another area that is imperative you must win in, or should I say another category you should win in, or you have to win in, when you're playing in the NFL, in your division, you got to win your divisional games. In the NFC South, Tampa and New Orleans was 4-2. Saints didn't make the postseason. Buccaneers did. Atlanta was 3-3. Carolina Panthers was 1-5. 1-5. And again, this is the season review /roster review series. It's the off-season review shows, starting off with the worst team in the NFL last year. 2-15, Carolina Panthers. Panthers conference record, conference as in the NFC, their record was 1-11. Their defense allowed a total of 416 points. Panthers ended the year with a 3-game losing streak. And the Panthers scored 236 points. And actually, I need to rephrase that. They scored only 236 points. We all know that it was either Bryce Young or CJ Stroud to Carolina. And what do you know? My thought process all year at this point in time was CJ Stroud was going to Carolina. And I'm going to be honest with you all right now. I thank God that I was wrong. I'm so happy Stroud ended up here in Houston. Stroud is a beast right now. We don't know what's going to happen with Bryce Young. It's still early in his career. Who knows? He can end up being absolutely and totally one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL of all time, right? He could still end up being that. We do not know what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, an NFL player, especially an NFL quarterback, the importance of where that quarterback is drafted, the importance of foundational stability in the ownership, front office, coaching staff, coaches around that franchise quarterback on that coaching staff is vitally important for the growth and the success of your quarterback. And we all know who we're dealing with when we're talking about the Carolina Panthers. And I'll just leave it at that. Everybody knows the You Know What show that we watched and experienced and lived through. Even if you're not a Panthers fan, and I'm not a Panthers fan, but I just don't like seeing any NFL fan suffer. Especially when you look at the ownership and you can see that ownership just don't get it. Every fan is not a bandwagon fan. Every fan is not a surface fan. Every fan is not a surface dwelling shallow fan. We have a conglomerate of very wise, knowledgeable, smart fans out there. And I say that with all due respect and humility. And the reason why is because I feel that I'm one of those very smart, very intelligent, wise football fans out there. I've been following this game since I've been following it closely. Let me put it to you that way. Since 1995, right? But even before 95, I was following the NFL. But each year from 95 up until now, I get deeper and deeper within the knowledge and history and all of that stuff of the NFL. And Bryce Young just did not fall in a great situation. Didn't fall in a great situation. And I say this every single year at this point in time of the year. I say this every single year, multiple times of year. Honestly, it matters where the franchise quarterback is drafted. It matters. Lost to Atlanta 24-10, lost to the Saints 20-17, lost to the Seahawks 37-27, lost to the Minnesota Vikings 21-13, Adam Thielen's former team, lost to the Detroit Lions 42-24, lost to my Miami Dolphins 42-21, starting the season with a 6-game losing streak, finally getting the win against the Texans, which was surprising. 15-13, but you start the year out 1-6. Panthers then go on another 6-game losing streak before they could get their second win of the year against my Falcons. And then the Carolina Panthers would end the year, as I said a few minutes ago, with a 3-game losing streak. Panthers, they have been busy for the most part in free agency, but they've lost some guys as well. And at the end of the day, I would say they lost a few, quite frankly, but they still have signed some players. And, you know, it's teams like Carolina that are very quiet in free agency that when moves are made, you're going to hear about them, but they're not going to be like splashing, like, oh my God, they got who? Or they signed who, or they traded for who? You're not going to get a lot of that when it comes to teams like this. However, this year is a little bit different for Carolina. They traded for Deontay Johnson, superstar wide receiver for your Pittsburgh Steelers. And we all know that the Steelers, they know how to draft. They know how to draft. Carolina Panthers also got their hands on, as I'm looking at their roster right now, Carolina Panthers also got their hands on, what's that young man's name? Troy Hill, formerly of the Rams. He's been in the league for 9 years now. The Carolina Panthers got their hands on Jadeveon Clowney, and I'm gonna be honest, I think this is Jadeveon Clowney's final stop. And talking about life coming full circle, you're talking about a player that was drafted from the University of South Carolina, and he's going to be playing his NFL professional football in North Carolina. But North and South Carolina, they are right there. They're like neighbors, hence North and South Carolina. They are, to a lot of people, me included, known as just the Carolinas, not North and South. And the Carolina Panthers, they allowed some losses as well. Bradley Bozeman on the offensive line went to the Chargers. So did tight end Hayden Hurst. Hayden Hurst has been all over the place last few years as well. Hard to keep up with him. You got, for the Carolina Panthers, they got David Moore from the Buccaneers. I was saying it right the first time. They have a really solid good guard in free agency, Damian Lewis from the Seattle Seahawks, former Super Bowl champion Detroit Lion and Los Angeles Ram nose guard A'shaun Robinson. He was with the G-Men last season. He is now with the Carolina Panthers. DJ Warham, he is now with the Panthers as well, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings. One of my favorite players and from one of my favorite teams, a former stout offensive lineman for the Dolphins, Robert Hunt, drafted by the Dolphins. He's in Carolina now. The Rams no longer have Jordan Fuller at safety. That is a huge shot to their secondary. Trust me when I tell you that. He is now in Carolina. Kalyvon Chaisson, coming from the team that came into the league the same year as the Carolina Panthers, Jacksonville Jaguars. Josie Jewell from the Denver Broncos, middle linebacker, has joined the Carolina Panthers. Look, these are second-rate, or should I say second-level players here, right? Because you have that first wave that are all pros. They're pro bowlers. Everybody knows about them. Everybody know who they are. Everybody know how great they are. But then you have that second tier of players where all of these guys are good. The question is, once they are together, how much can they grow and how good can they ultimately be as they grow together, gel, and become one? Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis is going to solidify this Carolina Panthers offensive line. Josie Jewell teamed up with Shaq Thompson, who's still playing. Doesn't feel like Shaq Thompson has been in the league 10 years, but he has. When you team up Josie Jewell, Kalyvon Chaisson, Jadeveon Clowney with Shaq Thompson, and then let's not forget Amari Barno, who's been there for the last 3 years. This defense, don't forget about DJ Wonnum. This defense is going to be something to be reckoned with. I would even go as far as to say this defense is going to be very hellacious for all opposing, all opposing quarterbacks. Not only that, Panthers got Mike Boone at running back. They got former superstar speedster from the Chicago Bears, the Bears, Tyreek Cohen. And as I first stated a few moments ago, as I was initially getting ready to say, they got Deontay Johnson. They got Deontay Johnson. Johnson, Mingo, and more, working with a veteran like Adam Thielen. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And see, I am telling you right now, you hear the enthusiasm in my voice, you hear the excitement, and I'm not even a Carolina Panthers fan. I am telling you, this is why the NFL is the NFL. This is why NFL fans get excited. In March, after a year where they were suffering through bad decisions and bad mistakes by their owner, and a 2-15 season. This is why the fans get jacked up. I'm telling you, man. Calling out these names, these players, knowing what these players did for the teams that they came from, knowing what these players are capable of doing because they are motivated that the team that they came from no longer wanted them. And you're talking about players that were, some of these players are on winning teams. Some of these players was on teams that was in the postseason, if not last year, the year before. Some of these players was on teams that was just flat out bad. And they're coming to a team like Carolina that's 2-15. And they're motivated. Any type of motivation that they can sniff, they are sniffing it like it's an illegal drug. It's going through their head and it's working on the dopamines or whatever that word is in the brain. And they're getting ready for, wait for it. They're getting ready for, nope, not the season. They're getting ready for the draft. Let's not forget, the draft is next. These rosters can get even better. And see, this is why if the boat is navigated properly, this is why the NFL has years where a team is worst to first. If the Carolina Panthers make the right moves this draft, they have the opportunity to be worse to first, especially in a division like the NFC South. This has been the Prophets Picks Football Podcast. Off-season review shows, no longer season review shows, no longer roster review shows, pre- or post-NFL draft. It is now the Prophet's Picks football podcast off-season slate of shows. 2-15, Carolina Panthers. I know I talked a little bit longer than I normally would have liked to, but I had to reintroduce you to me and what I do on this podcast show during the off-season. I hope you enjoyed it. Check me out most likely tomorrow. I will pick one of these teams that went 4-13. I'll go back over some of their games, their statistics, and I will decide which one of these teams will be next on the hit list. Hope you enjoy it. Season review, or beg your pardon, NFL offseason review show, 2-15, Carolina Panthers. Everybody stay safe out there. Happy Easter. 1.